Welcome to this sermon from Christ Church. Have your Bible ready, and let's begin.
Man, I'm excited. I love this. Everybody from all of our campuses, we come together, we mingle, we laugh, we cry. We get to enjoy one another's company, and I'm so excited for this, guys. Listen, I want you guys to know something real quick. The Leadership Challenge, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Why? Because what we're trying to accomplish is a big deal. And I want to extend thanks to each and every one of you guys for your passion, for your commitment, for your sacrifice, for you guys wanting to reach and get better for this church and for the communities that we are affecting, guys. It's a big deal what we are doing, and it's a big deal what you guys have been giving this church. Because of what you guys have poured in, people are walking away full, right? Full of hope and full of joy, but most importantly, full of Christ. And that's the reason why we do this here today. We're trying to get people to get closer to the King that we sing hallelujah to in that song. So I want you guys to know something real quick before we get into it. Listen, the saying is true. We all get better when a leader steps up. We all get better when a leader steps up and when a leader comes together and when they want to reach for a greater purpose. And that's what we're going to do today. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do is we're going to reach back in all the wins on 2018. Did you know that this church is winning? Hashtag winning. Did you know this? This church is winning on all levels. And again, it's because of each and every one of you guys. We want to take a look back on all the wins of 2018 and all the great things that God has done for us, then all the grace and the wisdom that he's bestowed on each and every one of us. We want to cry again. We want to laugh on all the great things. But also, we want to look ahead. We want to look ahead at what 2019 is going to look like. Because here's the thing I want you guys to know. We still got work to do. We still got lives we got to reach. We still got people that need to hear about this great, amazing message that we all have come to know. So here's what I want you guys to do. Here's my big takeaway. You guys are in for a treat today. You got some great speakers, some great music, some great breakout sessions. But here's what I want you guys today. Lean in. Lean in and ask yourself and tell yourself, how can I get better? How can I get better as a leader? How can I get better in what I do here? Because that's what we're here to do. We're just here to get a little bit better and closer to what we're trying to accomplish. Amen? Yeah. All right, listen. So today we got some music. The band's going to come back on up. They're going to play some more songs for us. We got some great speakers coming up right on after. Here's what I want to connect you guys with. Listen, if you guys can go ahead and pull out your phones, go to our Christchurch app. If you go to our events tab, you guys can go ahead and follow the conference, follow the leadership challenge on your phones. All right, it has the agenda, it's got the breakout sessions, even got the speaker's notes. If you guys wanna check that out, that'd be awesome. If you guys do not have the app, it should be up on the screen for you guys, or you can stop on Main Street. We'll be so happy and glad to help you guys figure that out. Amen? All right, so the band, I don't know where they're... Oh, Katie? I'm going to invite Katie Brown on up. Give Katie some love.
I mean, I'd be happy to sing.
No,
is this my chance?
Don't do that.
Give me a little tambourine. I'll rock it out, right? But we want to celebrate God Day Day, not be thrown off by some obnoxious sound. I'm going to pray to get us started. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, you're awesome, you're good. We are thankful for who you are and what you've called us to do. We're thankful for this church. We're thankful for the ministries that you've invited us into. I pray that you would stir up thanksgiving in our hearts in you today, Father, that our hearts would be wide open to see who you are and what you want to do in us and through us this year. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So my girls and I just got new gratitude journals. I don't know if you've ever done a gratitude journal before. But we each got our own. I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. And at the end of the night, we sit down, fill out our gratitude journals, and then we talk through them together. Now, I wish we could say we do it every day, but life is crazy. So we don't do it every day, but we try to do it more days than not. And what's fun about it is it's very easy for me to get to the end of the day. I'm sure you never feel this way, but I'm tired. And I'm grouchy. Like, my grouchies come out at the end of the day, and I'm just kind of done. But something wonderful happens on the nights that we do our gratitude journals together. Instead of just focusing on how tired I am or trying not to fall asleep on my comfy chair by 6:30 at night, like, we get to spend time talking about the things that we're grateful for. And it resets something in my heart when we take the time to focus on the good things that happened, the silly things that happened, the joyful things that we got to experience together. It actually helps us rethink our day, and we focus on the good and the things that our hearts are grateful for. It's fun because we did it this past Monday. And Monday we didn't have school, Martin Luther King Day. And one of my daughters, my older daughter, her love language is books. So like you take her to a bookstore, you buy her a book, girl is happy. And when we filled out our gratitude journals, I got to see, she shared with me, I think we have a screen, I don't know if you can read it. It gives you like where you can pick a smiley face, like what where are you at on the happiness scale? She wrote in crazy happy. Which, you know, as a parent, a day that you get crazy happy is like, when? Put that in the book somewhere. And Aunt Crystal was the hero for the day because the bookstores were closed and we couldn't go to the bookstore, but she took her to Target and bought her a book, and she talked about the book that she got her, and that was how we ended our day, focusing on what we were grateful for. Now, I've also noticed the same thing happens with a year. By the time we get done with December, who's tired? Like, I love Christmas, it's my favorite, but oh my gosh, we run like 10 million miles an hour, and there's so much happening with family and shopping and gifts and events and things to do and places to be. All of a sudden, it's over, and I feel like October to December just didn't happen. I blinked, and it's a blur. But then January comes around, and we just start all over again, right? Like, we just jump into the next thing that has to happen. But what if instead of just jumping in, we took a second to reflect with gratitude on this incredible year that we got to experience together? What if we, instead of just jumping into January, forgetting the blur of what happened before, we took a second with grateful hearts to say, we had kind of an amazing year. We got to experience some really awesome God moments and see Him work in incredible ways. I love Zig Ziglar said this about gratitude. He said, gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions. The more you express gratitude for what you have, the more likely you will have even more to express gratitude for. Isn't that true? Like, the more times I think about what I'm grateful for, the more time I spend actually being grateful and realizing how much we have. So before we jump into all of the awesome visions and plans we have for next year, we just want to take a minute and reflect on last year with gratitude. I don't know if you're on social media, but you know, like the highlights you got to see at the end of year, like December, January, everybody's highlights for the year. We're going to do our Christchurch highlights. This is our top 8 from 2018. All right. Christmas was awesome. I don't know if you were part of any of the Christmas stuff that was happening here at Christchurch, but between our concerts, our Sunday services, and Christmas Eve services, we connected with over 4,000 people. Isn't that awesome? We talk about, you know, this reach that we want to have. We connected with over 4,000 people just at Christmas time. And some of those were very new people who'd never been to church before, or never been in a concert before, or never been apart. Somebody invited them for the first time, and they got to see Christ in awesome ways. So Christmas was an absolute highlight at our church this year. But so was Christchurch in the community. One of our goals was to be very, very present and visible in our community this year. And so we took our Christmas concert to the Agora. We did an awesome service and concert over at Slim and Chubby's. And then we did an incredible service, Strongsville on the Square. Those were awesome opportunities. Like, people at Slim and Chubby's got to go to church. Like, they went out to eat, and they got a little church mixed in with it, right? We got to share Christ in awesome, very, very cool and new ways. So here's what I want to do. If you were a part of the concert at the Agora, if you were a part of the Slim and Chubby service, if you were a part of the service on the Square in Strongsville, would you stand up for a second? We want to give you a little woo-woo, because those are awesome, very cool things that we got to be a part of. We also got to have the grand opening of Phase 2. Who was here this Sunday for the grand opening of Phase 2? That was an awesome Sunday, wasn't it? We got to see what happens when hearts connect to God's call to generosity, and so many people gave sacrificially, gave generously, and we got to see God do something impossible all over again and open up that new edition of Phase 2. And it's beautiful. Isn't it gorgeous? I love spending time on Phase 2. We do life groups over there and staff meetings over there and events over there. But it's also created some very cool opportunities to do brand new ministries that we weren't doing before. We connected with an organization called Jacob's Ladder, and this is a ministry for kids with special needs, and it helps them connect to a community to learn healthy exercise, and they get healthier and in better shape and build confidence and friendships together, and they meet every Tuesday night in our gym helping teach these awesome habits to our kids who don't normally get that same feel of that. We've had volleyball leagues going on. We've had groups of people playing basketball in there. We've got awesome fitness classes happening. There's so much stuff happening, new ministry, because of this awesome addition of Phase 2. But we also had the goal to be compassionate this year. We really take to heart the words that God says when Christ said, "Whoever you do this for the least of these, you do it for me." And we really want to be tangibly serving people in our community well. And so we have awesome food pantries that have been happening in Old Brooklyn, community meals happening a couple of times a month. And we started a new mobile food pantry in Elyria this year. So what happens is we get to serve people who are hungry. We get to give them food, and we get these awesome opportunities to just build relationships with people and connect to very, very real needs in our community. If you've served at any of our mobile food pantries or are part of the Elyria team, part of the Old Brooklyn team, would you stand up for a second? But we're also very excited to partner with Laura's Home through the City Mission and to do this project this year where we get to help renovate a home and help somebody move from homelessness and poverty into their very own home. Can I tell you, because of everybody's generosity, our Christmas offering, we have over $50,000 saved just to buy and renovate a new home for a family. Isn't that awesome? How about Elyria, our West Campus? We bought a new piece of land. All right. How much of a God moment is this? We have so many stories we get to tell about God doing awesome things, and I'm not even going to talk about the hearts that God's been poking at from no's to yeses. But this awesome piece of property is so cool because it backs right up into Route 10. The highway goes right past it, and they estimate about 33,000 cars a day drive by this new piece of land. So what happens is we get this awesome new opportunity in our new Elyria West Campus to keep serving people in Elyria, but reach into a whole new community in North Ridgeville and start partnering with people there as well. And we get to create another Century Church. We get to create another beautiful building that points to the glory and the excellence of Jesus Christ that people will drive by and say, "God is so good. Look at what he's doing." How awesome is that? Isn't that cool? We can't do highlights without talking about our student mission trip this year. We always joke around because you've never really served until you served on a mission trip. Like, you don't know somebody until you can say, "I mission trip love you." Because that happens, right? And here's what I always love when we talk about mission trips. I've never been so dirty in my entire life as I've been on mission trips, but I've also never had that partnered with seeing how awesome God is when he's moving in the hearts of our teenagers. There is something so incredible that happens when our kids give up a week of their summer and pay to go serve somebody else, and they're dirty, but they're laughing, and it's fun, and hearts are open. So 87 people went to Peoria, Illinois to share the love and compassion of Jesus Christ this year. And we partnered with Habitat for Humanity. They worked on a retail store that was getting turned into an office space for Habitat. They finished a veteran's home and helped him get situated. They also finished working on a house that a family with two daughters, a husband and wife, they got to move into. And it was an awesome experience doing this wonderful work in the community, but it was also an awesome experience for our adults and kids who went on the trip. We had four kids make commitments of faith to Jesus Christ on the mission trip this year. And they got to share that joy of what Christ was doing in them with others. We had adults who made awesome commitments and saw their purpose in different ways, and it was an incredible opportunity to serve Jesus Christ. In Old Brooklyn, we got a permanent sign. And I know that doesn't sound like a big deal, but it was a very, 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 very big deal. Here's why it's a big deal. Because number one, it lets people know who we are. That building was a preschool for a very long time, and it's just a roof. If you've ever driven by it, all you see is the roof, which thank God we got that fixed. But it also lets people know that we are in our community to stay. It is a beautiful sign. It is very, very well done. But in communities where churches and businesses are closing yearly, we get to tell our community, we're not going anywhere. We get to say to our community, look, we're here to stay. We love Jesus Christ. Something awesome is happening here. You don't want to miss it. On the Sunday that we got it finally up, we had a really cool service, and we all released balloons. We did a big celebration with it. But we also memorized together that call that God gave us to go into the whole world and make disciples. This helps us let people know we're here to share the awesome news about Jesus Christ. And we also, in Old Brooklyn, we started a new tutoring program at Old Brooklyn Community Elementary. So what happens is we have teams of volunteers who go into this elementary school and work with first graders on math facts. Now, you've never been delighted as much as when you're sitting down with a 6 and a 7-year-old and you're working on like 8 plus 5 and 6 plus 7. And it's so wonderful because we just get to spend, we have a team that goes 1 hour a week, and it's an awesome time that we get to connect with our kids and let them know we see you and we care. We get to partner in our community in a whole new way and let them know the church is here and we love our kids and we want to be a part of what God is doing in them. Now, those are just the highlights. If I had hours, I could just go on and on and on about the ministries and the awesome things that are happening, the awesome things that God did last year. But I don't. I've only got 20 minutes. So those are the highlights. But I don't ever want to miss the chance to say thank you to God. I don't ever want to miss the opportunity because let's all we know, without God, none of this is possible. Without God being part of these huge things, when people say no, God says yes. When nobody else will go, the church shows up and helps. And we want to say, God, we recognize that without you, none of these things are possible. And we are so, so thankful that you called us to be part of this adventure. King David was one of those guys who really knew how to say thank you very well. Like, you can't read the Psalms without seeing his very, very descriptive, wonderful ways about saying thank you and connecting with God. And there's this interesting moment in history when the Ark of God was finally brought back to Jerusalem. They made a really big deal about it, and they built a tent for it, and there were these special offerings made, and he appointed Levites to invoke and thank and praise the Lord, and they sang this incredible song of thanksgiving together. Here's what they said in 1 Chronicles 16. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell all of his wondrous works. Glory in his name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered, O offspring of Israel, his servant, children of Jacob, his chosen ones. We're going to do this today together. We're going to tell God, we are thankful for all the things that you've done. We're going to say, God, I remember your wonderful works. I remember that you are a God who is awesome and mighty and that you are good. So here's what I want us to do. I want us to actually, if you don't mind being a little uncomfortable with me for a second, just stand up where you are, and I want to say this Bible verse together, because there's something powerful that happens when we worship God through these awesome words of thanksgiving. So we're going to say these same words of thanksgiving that David and the Israelites said together. All right, ready? Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works. Glory in his name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and the judgments he's uttered. O offspring of Israel, his servant, children of Jacob, his chosen ones. So we're going to sing a worship song together, but here's what I want to invite you to do. As we worship God together, I want you to cling to these words today, that as we sing how awesome our God is and what we believe to be true about him, we are remembering the wonderful things that God has done. We are promising to be a generation that will not forget the mighty deeds of God. So as we sing together, I want you to remember all that we have to say thank you to God together with.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information about Christ Church, check us out on the web at christchurchohio.org. If we can be of any help to you, call us at 440-236-8282. Until next time, blessings to you.